Now, if you start something new, you don't have any legacy. You create a new legacy. So you have freedom to design things from zero.
With the 22 members stay together, it's not easy. But again, you have to accept it. You know, the fingers is not equal length, the same thing. People are not the same talent.
You love the company, you love the business, and you love the people. How we can balance them to come out with the best result possible?
I think that that's the best advice I can give. Not that it's easy to do. So you have to find your right timing, right style, how to do things your way.
First of all, love. I mean, in family business, you need to have love of what you're doing in the family business and for the family business. Of course, not only just love what you do, but you need also to love people that you work with, because you'll be working with your siblings, your parents, or even your children in the future. So you need to have that love to work with them. Secondly, I would say have a respect, because people you work with are very close to you. So if you have respect for those people, whether they are older or younger, respect in their opinion, in their thinking, I think that will help you understand them, understand the right things to do to help making the successful business in your family business. Of course, and I think last but not least, in my opinion, you know, you have love, you have respect, and also you need to have that good relationship, you know, in order to grow both love and respect together. Sometimes you feel that you love, but you don't have time. Many times you say you have respect, but then you don't show off. But with the relationship, I think you can express your feeling, the body language, the way you communicate, the tone of your voice. I think those kind of thing are element that will help you become much more effective in terms of running or managing a family business together.
I think the first word in my mind is empathy, because we are people-oriented business. I think being empathic is very important, from the leadership down to the employees. We want to be true to ourselves, express ourselves the way we were, but adhere to the rules and regulations of the company. Second, I think is agile. Given the current business landscape, I think we need to adjust fast, as well as to work collaboratively together to make sure that we achieve the common goals. And third, I think is goes the extra mile. As an entrepreneur, when we think of our vision and our strategies, what we do is we try to put the extra efforts in to make sure that the achievement is within reach.
Well, first, I think relationship is very important. Every generation, every person has their strong will, their ability, because we've been brought up to look after the family business. We should be strong-minded, because we know we have to look after a lot of people as well as customers. Second is to be able to listen. We are not expert in every field, so I think if we are able to listen, to be able to take opinions and thoughts, I think that will help the first issue of building relationship. And I think the third is to be able to trial and error. We don't think of ourselves or as business as being just one. We're able to serve, and there's a number of ways that you can make your team, your customer happy. And then that's what we're here to do.
Three words I would say: live and love together. That is my family, because our life is so tortured in the, when we are the childhood. We live in the Kanchanaburi, and now we are better and better, stay together. We starting from the canned food broker and come to the industrial park developers, and now become the city developer. That's why I feel live together, love together. That is really the core thing in our family.
Not family run. We are professionals that happen to have same surname. If you talk to anyone who worked with us or for us before, you know that we are as professional as it gets. We also have very clear values of what is right and wrong. We separate a lot of things, right? Your expenses and company's expenses are totally separated. We don't own a land because it can be seen as conflict of interest. So we take that strictly as well. So yeah, you see that we try to make sure we are as transparent as we can. We know we have done the best we can for the company. We have no conflict of interest. And therefore, whatever we decide in the business, in the industry, we know it is for totally for company's benefit.
Leading legacy with purpose. The legacy is about the heritage of the wisdom, the heritage of your family business DNA that move forward with times. If the businesses is about your ability to craft or to produce things differently, you know, than your competitors in delivery experience and product to your customer. So the crafting process or design process is one of your DNA of a legacy that you should keep, that make your business difference, you know, to the customer. So what is that legacy is all about? Number two is about the spirit underlying legacy, right? If your legacy is about to do with create community impact to enrich life, so that would be the spirit, you know, that's how the legacy spirit live on. So passing a legacy to the new generation is part of preserving or living by taking action to preserve that spirit and also that process of how you make the impact to the communities.
Surely being family member allow you a lot of positives. Give you opportunity to see how my father handled business from when I was very little. Although you're not in the meetings yourself, you sort of sense how business operates, how successful business owner get to where they are by hard work, by doing the right things. But at the same time, we separate family and professionalism totally separately. If you're not good enough, you're not here. I started off just like any other employees. I've been marketing officers before. Yeah, I used to take care of one subsidiary in Konkan and brought them from always negative to profit. That how I paved my path to where I am today as managing director. Not because I'm a family member.
To be a part of the family business, you have to feel that it's a privilege. It's not something that you're born with, even though it is, but you should really earn and develop your way to be able to receive what is to be yours to manage going forward. I think if you think of it as, you know, it will always be there, then you might not look after it well. But if you take the time to develop your craft, your skill, to learn from the industry, to learn from the professionals, and slowly building that knowledge, that trust, and earning your mark, your way, I think that's a better way of you earning the reputation. Because of course, parents, aunt, uncle, grandma, grandfather, to be able to let go, they have to realize that yes, you can look after it. And of course, it will take time. I think that's something that you need to realize. I think if you can embrace that and use the guidance from the other generations, So ask for help, ask for advice. I think the more you do that, the more involvement they feel that they still have the knowledge to be able to look after. And even though they're not there day to day, you still inform them of what's going on. And I think if you are taking that information away from them totally, then they feel like they're not a part of something that they have built. So I think that's something that I learned could help with communication and relationship.
There are plus and minuses, right? The pluses is that because you're in a position, this currently in advantages, comparing to start from zero. So it's a question how you act, and how you strength, and how you scale, comparing to the start a new business. So the challenge is to nurturing your strength, or to be able to stretch your strength in order to preserve the key governance, which sustain a business. And that can be the challenge about balancing act, because the governance sometimes basically become the obstacle how you innovate up or how you scale. And that's where the balance is.
I think one of the unique opportunities I have encountered is to being able to bring the family business into a publicly listed companies. In doing so, we allow to bring in new opportunities into the business, whether it be in Thailand or in overseas. Moreover, we also have to bring in new business and management practices into managing the people and managing the business. However, as a people-oriented business, I think managing the people in the previous way can be somewhat rigid. I think people learn from reporting to entrepreneurs or the small to medium-sized business owners, quite different to doing in the corporate world. But we have to meet in the center, as I said, that I think we need to think big but act local. So in this way, the staff can build an organization culture that we embed it on all the staff and employees. However, there are authorization and management skills that we should be set in good directions that everyone can follow.
Now, if you start something new, you don't have any legacy. You create a new legacy. So you have freedom to design things from zero. So that actually enables you to innovate with business easier. Most of the legacy business to deal with mature business that can sustain, or how you do the regrowth pattern. And that's where the two different things between the new and the business with legacy. So the context of knowledge base, the context of the aptitudes of the people, your team, the context of basically the skill set between the past skill set and the habits of how you take action. This key, simply called CASH, K-A-S-H, is basically how you need to reshape it in alignment to those family businesses. So that in itself become both strength and challenges. I'm not too sure how to speak in English, but it's very, very simply put, is to be leaders that have what you call geng in Thai, which is being intelligent, being smart, right? Geng. And also grand, which is sustainable, firm, and strong. And then D, which is good, to get positive impact to society and for your country. And that is a hard three pillars of the family, the wisdom they pass on.
With the 22 members stay together, it's not easy. So we are also have to set up a lot of rules and regulation and stay together. Until today, we are having the family constitution. All the benefit of the company, never dividend to the shareholders. If you are a shareholder and you never get the dividend, what is the value of the share, right? So the value is we have the area, we have the house, we have land for you to build a house. We have the food for you every meal. We have the medical to taking care of you. And we have also the activities that we hold everyone together and we mingle together. We still even have the meeting along the lunch, you know, and we set up the topic. We always talk about the topics. And the topic, for example, like a business, health, and the education. And this is not talk only the layer of the level one, but we also doing this to the level two and level three.
Me and my dad, at home, when we don't talk about business, we are perfectly fine as a family unit. At the same time, when we talk business, normally two people with high capabilities don't normally agree. Sometimes you don't agree, you do disagree, and that happens. But the great thing about my father is he listened to debtors, which helped me a lot. Sometimes as management, you know, your gut feeling say, yes, this is the way. For me, I have to prove by data. So it has to go one step deeper. As long as he's trusted data, you know, the argument is less.
We do have differences, and we do have basically many, many ideas, right, from each family member. Thing number one, you need to be able to open to listen, really listen, you know, not make a judgment of, you know, what is right or wrong. You need to really open to a very deep listening. Right? And from listening, you need to basically give a feedback, you know, as part of affirmative on what you hear and what are those key expectations. And then you need to be able to articulate the response, you know, because somehow the idea is not good enough. It's good to have idea, but you need to move from idea to possibilities. What action you can take. And this is where basically people kind of don't understand in terms of being a shareholders. For example, you have a supplier partners, you know, you have basically a channel selling partnership, right, which have what been the past success of the past. So we can't really change it, you know, into that switching moment from just the idea to switch. It needs time to evolve. It needs time to be transformed. So really listening, number one, really understand what they are talking about, and not to reject the idea, but also to ask, so what are the possibilities? And adding to that comment of possibilities, they become more kind of calibrate, you know, from idea to action, I think, and create alignments. Because people are working on different knowledges of how you see the future. And that's where there are a lot of conversation need to be calibrate or aligned. Which one is more kind of what we see as high possible futures, and then how what action to be take to really to make that future together. I think that's the challenges.
I think I can share one of the decision-making process. Previously, when we were a family business, most of the decision makers were family members. But nowadays, we have a number of board of directors composed of both independent directors and family business members. In doing so, not only we make decisions on gut feeling, but we should have supporting evidences or researches from independent advisors to make sure that all the decision makings are rigid as well as for the benefits of all the stakeholders involved. So I think in today's world, where there's a fast changing business landscape, business decision makings are vital. But to put all the decisions in the leadership alone is insufficient in today's world. I think delegation and the passing on the decision making process to the middle and the early level managers, I think it helps the business to go through the accelerated world much faster and in a more efficient way. In that case, what we need is to build a systems where the authorization process in each level should be coincide with the business vision and business goals, whether it be within the budget or within the scope of management that each leaders, whether it be the entry level, the middle level, or the senior level, should endeavor in their goals.
You also have to have the same vision, or you must share the same goal in order to run a family business. They might not be exactly the same because we are different individuals, but I think we can feel that this is the direction we want to go. This is how we want to see the end result, you know, and trying to managing them and trying to, I would say, work around the differences and find the common part and put them together and set as the common goal of your family member, and then start working forward to that. Because nowadays, once you don't really align your goal and your vision together in the family business, sometimes it could create a conflict between the family members who are running the business together. Then that is will be something I think we should avoid. We have the tradition of always kind to each other. Jaidi, we have kind heart. You know, I think sometimes you compete, or sometimes you argue, you have differences. But at the end of the day, I think we realize that we all coming from the same family. We are brotherhood. We are siblings. And then I think that will kind of reduce the tension down and make people, I would say, easier to forgive hard argument and turn around face to face and talk more sense.
My advice is, if you can separate your family and business time. For me, surely I try to refrain from talking about work when we have family time. We know quality family time is great. At the same time, you have to take care of your business, and ideas to be shared is something, you share it quickly, you move on, go back to family time if you can. I think that's the best advice I can give. Not that it's easy to do. So you have to find your right timing, right style, how to do things your way.
For us to get together as a family and to be able to enjoy each other's time without the boardroom, the business meetings. So we try to get together during Christmas and New Year's. Myself, my aunt, my cousin, mother, brothers and sisters. And we try to create a time either where we can just be present among each other. And I think if we continue to do that more frequently, I think you'll create a better energy and synergy with each other and sharing what's up with your life. That's a lesson that I think will help in your business as well. You know, when you talk to your team, your staff, usually it's all business related. Are you able to spend some time with them talking about personal issues? Because once you know that, then you'll know how that will affect their work. How can you create an environment where they can share this? For example, in our Tamaharat Community Mall, we have an initiative. Like on Friday, we get together and try to do something. We can grow some flowers, maybe share some stories that you learn from YouTube. So I think this gives them an opportunity to just do something else and talk about something else. Then we know what their passion is, what they like to do. So maybe that's a tip that we all can follow.
Family businesses or business families, it has what they call the legacy-centric conversation. Some businesses that not kind of families from generation to generation, it have a short-term definition, which is more related to how much money to be make, or what sort of the high impact that you can do for this kind of up to 3 to 4 years type of mentalities. However, for family, it's about legacy. A legacy is about generation to generation. You don't really own the business. The leaders who are managing generate a business or family business. It's just a custodian, how you scale and shape to pass on to the next generation. And that's a cool different things.
I think that is the first challenge for all of us here. The sharing of the business, atmosphere, feelings, conflict, problems, happiness to the family. So we always have time together and talk together. And I always tell them what we are doing, what the challenge, what the problem that I'm facing now. You know, I'm not expect them to help me solve the problem, of course. But I believe they can learn a lot of things from me. The other thing is, I would say, I always bring my kids along with me to any event any party to let them see and mingle and social with other people. Then we can see what are their behavior, how they are good, or they don't want to talk. They just keep in the corner, you know. I think that it also can learn your kids' habits as well. Then you can put the right person to the right job in the future. But again, you have to accept it. You know, the fingers is not equal length, the same thing. People are not the same talent. You can't put your business into your hand of your kids all the time. They might not be fit. You have to accept it.
So basically, I'm the only one here. If you're not fitted to do the business that we have on hand, like I have younger sister, younger brother, not that they're not capable, but they have other interests, and which is very important to them. Therefore, they tend to their interests. I have passion for business. I have capabilities to do what we plan to do here at Superly. Therefore, I'm here. We are 35 years as a company, right? So we have a lot of our employees who are approaching retiring phase. So yes, we have changed a few of our management team in the past few years, and more is coming. Therefore, succession plan is very key. So we have to make sure we groom the right people to the right roles and have this management, retiring management teams, retiring in maybe 3 years, 5 years, they prepare their succession plan and groom their successor beforehand, which happened to me as well. Our previous managing director, Khun Atip Pichanon, who is still a board director of ours, helped me a lot in my development. And he shared all the ideas, all the tips, how to care business, how to protecting companies' benefits at all costs. Actually, I learned from my father, who is a very good role model. I learned from Khun Atip, which helped me a great deal. So having that succession plan to groom someone to be top management in the future, I think it helped the company in the long run, and it's essential in this day and age.
We really would like to cook our people to be ready for the society, which I would say more severe and severe. I would say that competitiveness in the country, in the region, in the continent, in the world become more and more stress. And family business, it's no need to be the family business forever. It have to be professional. But how to manage? How we can make the business get longer like a Japanese, like a US? They can live on the 1,000 years. How can they do it? If you go back to see, they don't have the family member to manage in the organization. They become professional already. But the brand, the image, their identity is still there. I think that is easy for us to copy and development.
I think one disadvantage about being in a family business that people don't know about is we don't have the same drive as someone who want to build things for themselves. If you compare these people, like who parents own business, to someone who is very capable, but they don't have much at home, then they drive to get better. They have clear goals. We are at disadvantage because maybe sometimes we lack those determination. For me, I have to create that myself. You have to find your own reasons to come to work to bring the company forward. My reasons for getting better at work is our customers. I see smiles on kids' face when they play at the playground in our project. I see the smile on their face when the family first move into our house, our condos. I have great joy in that. We know we made that happen. We are part of why they can have better quality of living. So those are reasons why I work.
So I think one common trait for our family is honesty. I think it's the principle that has been built in for many years from the first generation in the family. I think doing the business honestly with all the stakeholders, whether it be the suppliers, the customers or even the employees. So meaning that people will see us as very empathic leaderships because we understand their needs and deliver on the needs that we should they promise.
The love, the respect, and the relationship. You love the company, you love the business, and you love the people. How we can balance them to come out with the best result possible. If you do it with enough passion to have this company running successfully, I'm sure you find a way.